Tilaim Zayin Hey 7-5. This Mishnah follows directly on the previous and is built on the following premise that fruit in the Shemitah year, in the seventh year of the seven-year cycle, is hefker, ownerless. That is to say that even if it's your field and your apple tree, the apples on the tree are ownerless in the seventh year, and whoever wants to take those apples can take them. So we apply that now to the question of Shemitah in Kilai HaKerem specifically. If a person violates in the Shemitah year and does some planting, and the planting he does is Kilai HaKerem, the question is, does the grains and the grapes on the vine become Asr Bahana? When we said in the previous Mishnah, that leads according to Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi, you cannot make something Asr Bahana, in the halachas of Shemitah anyways, the halachas of Kilayim anyways, if it's not yours. So this Mishnah, on the assumption that it's not yours, since it's Hefker, goes like Rabbi Yossi from Shimon, saying that the one who breaks Shemitah, forget the Shemitah issue, he doesn't make the grapes on the vine, nor the grain in the field that he planted legally, Asr Bahana. And here is the Mishnah. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Ma'asa be'echad. It happened with a certain person, Shezares Karmo b'Shvias. He planted grain inside of his vineyard in the Shemitah year. That, of course, is a violation of two things, the violation of Kilai HaKerem, planting grain in a vineyard, and a violation of Shemitah, planting the Shemitah year. But we're ignoring that. And we're saying, since the grapes and the grain aren't yours in the Shemitah year, at least according to Bios from Shimon, nothing can happen in terms of Asr Bahana. The Mishnah says that this question, this story, came before Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva Amar, and Rabbi Akiva said, Ein adam mekadesh davar sheino shelo, a person cannot make Asr Bahana that which isn't his, and therefore both the grain and the grapes are not Asr Bahana, and they are still remain hefker, ownerless, and whoever wants to take them can take them. Tver Yisrael points out that the vines on the grapes, however, could become Asr Bahana, because when it comes to Shemitah, it's the fruits, but not the trees on which the fruit grow, that are hefker, and therefore the vines would become Asr Bahana and forbidden, at least according to the Rambam and Rabbi Yochanan, the Yerushalmi, who holds that the vines can become Asr Bahana, even if the grain can't.